Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 9:09, and it is time to get somebody in the running for this wonderful vacation to Alani.
I wonder if Dean would like Alani.
Is Dean really his first name?
It is his first name. I think he changed the spelling of it.
Is it D-E-A-N?
Well, that's what he changed it to.
Let's do this first, because we have a lot to unpack.
Only three questions, Human.
Alice is giving you a chance to win a vacation to Alani, a Disney resort and spa in Ko'olina, Hawaii. It's for your whole family. It's going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. Right now, caller number 97-800-400-3697 instantly wins a Disney gift card and is in the running for the grand prize vacation to Alani. We're doing this all day. Noon, 3, 5, and then again all next week. At 9, noon, 3, and 5. So keep it here on the Alice, and all your Hawaii dreams could come true. Alani, a Disney resort and spa. Okay, Vinny, it's all you.
What was the question?
What's our phone number?
Oh, 800-400-3697 is also where you can text us, but I thought we were going to let Human ask some questions.
Oh, I thought maybe our listeners had some questions.
Let me see.
For Bryn's dad as
well.
There's
a documentary called American Circumcision on Netflix. You should watch it. No, I listened to that show yesterday on The Secret
it's
Show.
All set.
You can't get Rudy off that subject. Once he gets on it, he like locks into it.
Right.
And it's like pulling
like a
bone.
Bull just right. Shaking it. Shaking it till it dies.
We're trying to switch the subject. No.
Right.
You can't.
Yeah.
And the mics turn off and you're still talking about it.
Right. Oh, my God. Right. I was like, I got to leave. I got to get away from this conversation.
Let's talk about hoods again. Why?
We don't want to.
Jeez.
Anyway, the really important thing here is that Bryn's dad is in the other studio.
Right. Dean is here.
Bryn has a very young...
We're talking about circumcision. That's great.
Yeah, it's great. Well, listen, you might have thoughts about it. I don't
talk
know.
Talk to your friend Rudy. He's the one who keeps bringing it up.
So, Dean, your dad has a very young friend named Min.
Yes.
And he is actually from Vietnam, and he's been doing a world tour. I didn't quite get exactly what your dad was telling me. But something about a musical.
He went to the symphony yesterday, Davies Symphony Hall. But he's
the conductor of the Vietnamese National Symphony.
That is quite impressive. Hello, Min.
Hello.
How are you? So Min started in Moscow and has been going. He's been doing like a world tour. So did you guys know each other ahead of time here, or how do you know each other, Bryn's dad and Min?
He's my parents' friend.
Oh, he's your partner's friend.
No, parents' friend.
Your parents' friend. Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, so he take care about me while I'm doing here in San Francisco.
And he's touring you around.
Yeah.
Are you
showing around San Francisco?
You very appreciative of the efforts that he's putting in?
Of course.
Yeah.
Man, you realize this is the number one morning show in the Bay Area that Bryn's a part of. Bryn is on the number one morning show in the Bay Area.
Thank you, Human.
Representing.
Oh, Bryn, you're amazing.
The
Vietnamese community.
Bryn is a big deal.
Huge
deal. Just want
deal.
You to know that.
Yeah.
We really couldn't do this show without him.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Oh, my goodness. He really gives us so much texture to everything we're saying. Mm-hmm.
Bryn could be the most important DJ in the Bay Area.
Probably.
He probably is.
If
twice
not the
as
state.
Important as the next most important DJ.
Yeah.
That's really sweet, guys.
Like, we could all walk out and he would still, you know, have a show.
Right. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
so, Min, top of your game with the Vietnamese Symphony Orchestra. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
And Bryn, top of his game with basically he's like the Foley master.
Wow.
I mean, this is amazing that the two minds like this meeting together.
And next we have Dean.
Oh, now we move on.
Who's master of many, many things.
Yes.
Everything.
Come say hi, Dean.
Come on, get over here, Dean. Just scoot your chair right over.
Yeah, Dad, say something.
I really appreciate what the time with Bryn worked on here, and he had all partner and, you know, all friends. And we very appreciate the way we live in San Francisco for 35 years.
Yeah, I got like 20% of that.
You know.
Yeah. Okay, listen. Are you proud of Bryn?
Yet all my kids.
No.
We don't care about your other kids.
Say something really nice about Bryn.
I'm I proud with him, and he does what he like. Mm-hmm. And I would tell him one time, whatever you do, you must be successful in your life at what you love. Mm-hmm. And you do the best for what you love.
Yeah. And he does.
Yeah.
He's the best.
That was good guidance.
Okay, successful. Thank you.
Yeah. He is the best. You should be very, very proud of him, what he's accomplished.
Thank you. That's why I want to talk. I want to hear from you. I don't want to criticize about my kid or something. So you're the guy expert. I'm very happy to listen to hear about that.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you more about it. He tells us some amazing stories about his life growing up with you and how you were a firm hand, but a guy who inspired him.
It came from nothing, you know?
Yeah. I mean, Don was...
a lot.
Was born in the dirt, for God's sake.
Born in the dirt.
You know? You rescued your family, and you brought them here and gave them a whole new life, and now you have a Lamborghini. Dean!
Hey, Dean.
It's amazing.
Wait, if you can remember, tell us all the vehicles that you have.
Yeah, all the vehicles.
That's
tell us every vehicle that you have right
I'm
now.
I'm starting to think we've burned up our three questions, but okay.
Three questions. I don't have a limit.
What I can call because, you know, I'm not the way I live. Not the point of money, but when I came to from Vietnam, we don't have nothing.
Right.
And I'm a mechanic. I used to work for Daytona 500.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't tell you that?
No, nobody ever told us that.
He's a great mechanic.
With the Smokey Unic, that the guy will build a racing.
The Smokey Unic?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that I am the work under him for early 1981.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Vin was born in 1983 in Daytona Beach, Florida. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just yeah.
Amazing.
I told you that, right?
Yeah.
Florida. Okay, so and that time I worked in the car, you know, industry. I worked in all diesel mechanic, car, automotive, and I love car.
Yeah.
So I've been here many different cars.
Well, some Bryn loves cars too, obviously. Okay, right now, what do you have? A Tesla X?
Lamborghini Corvette.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes I want to get the Rolls Royce, but I think I don't have much time to travel because
you
want to
get a Rolls Royce
to travel.
What are you going to do with all these? I mean, where do you even keep these?
He just told you he loves cars.
Yeah, he came up as a car mechanic. You only live one.
You know,
that is true.
Dong hit board with
Dong
55.
Hits the board with a 55.
Dong's
boss died at 55. Oh. All right.
Yeah, so I feel like Dong told me one day when all kids come home and hurt me and I don't know what's going on. I say, yeah, lucky you're still alive. I say, oh, so you mean you guys must appreciate, you know, I do what I want.
I am fully getting the gist.
Yeah, and I had a Harley motorcycle.
Motorcycles. Oh, God.
The V-Rod. And did the part of the production in the car, in the Harley.
You?
Uh-huh. Harley. The motorcycle made by Italian.
Made by the Italians?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I roll and I pay all out. And all the kids, they meet together. They want to sell, they buy. And I say, no, you know, I'm not that one.
Yeah, this one I'm not getting as much. So are you telling me that you invented some part on a Harley Davidson?
Harley Davidson, you know what I'm talking about. I love to buy. I buy everything.
Oh, he wants to buy one. Okay, I didn't get it. All right, hold on now. Hold that thought, Dean.
He has one.
Oh, is that what I'm hearing?
What he was saying was that when he went down one time, the kids wanted to sell the bike. I wasn't part of that crew.
Oh, he crashed.
Oh, you crashed.
He's gone down on the bike.
Got it. Okay.
Well,
now,
Hooman, all riders have,
Hooman, you have three questions for Dean. Is that correct?
Yeah, hold on one sec.
Oh, okay, sure. No problem. I got a question. One more question for you. When you guys were living in Florida, did you, your wife, your two daughters, and your two sons all sleep in one bed?
At that time, yes.
Yeah. And how long did that go on for? And was that just wonderful, the family bed?
Know, actually, we stayed in there for a few months, and after that, we bought a property in Florida.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had an article talk about how successful I am in Florida. Because I am the first winner mechanic in Daytona Beach, Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, for diesel mechanic. So I got a good job in Florida. But the reason when I moved in here, you know, San Francisco, it had a lot of things changing in my life. And literally, I feel like what I'm doing it's not much money. So I.
Oh, mechanics only. You just said, I need to expand.
Yeah, and then I change different type, you know.
Say that again.
I do different type of work.
Oh, a different type of work. Got it. All right, Hooman, are you now ready for your...
Here's
the three questions from Hooman, Dean.
Well, I'll just ask one.
All right, fine.
Did you guys already ask about Bryn and how proud he is of him?
Yes. Oh, yes, yeah.
You've already asked all that?
And he said he's proud of all his kids because he didn't want to, like, single out Bryn, but...
Oh, he doesn't? You don't want to single out? Okay.
Well, we don't care about your other kids, though. We only care about Bryn.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I have an inappropriate question.
So fantastic. I can't wait to hear it.
Is it okay to ask?
Yeah, of course. Go ahead. Right, Bryn?
Come on.
I don't want to embarrass Bryn.
Yeah, it's too late.
Is it too much?
Just go ahead.
Go for it, man.
All right. Are you dividing your...
Do it.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yuzi just squashed it.
I don't even know where that was going.
I think it might have been a legacy question. Seems like he's open to
That's all I got.
At least Dad's laughing. I don't know.
I don't know. Whatever.
Whatever is right, Dean.
Whatever
you got the right attitude.
That's the right answer.
Mr. Win, everybody, and his friend Min.
Sometimes everything, if you keep in secret, you never learn. So I don't care. You can reveal and you learn everything from mistake.
He was going to ask you about money. Are you prepared to talk about that?
When you're born, with the money wasn't the point. The point with me, the money was nothing. I can feel anywhere. I can make money if you can throw me anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Because I have many idea
and skills,
and I can explore something I thought about. People don't even know. I figure out something was very difficult. That's why sometimes people look at me like crazy and stuff. But I had idea more the thing when I come out. Before everybody.
What do you think about Anita?
Oh, man. Anita,
not too much, not too good.
No. it's okay because whatever, Bryn like it.
Bryn likes her, so you're okay.
Not my joy.
How about that baby though, huh? What? That baby's so cute.
Yes.
What's the baby's name?
Baby?
Yeah.
Oh, we call it home, we call Diamond.
Oh my God, you're a delight. All right, sit back down. Thank you, Mr. Wynn. Thank you, Min.
Okay, thank you.
It's freaking fantastic.
That's funny that they call your baby
call
Diamond.
Diamond. She's like a
We named her
like
that. We named her, so I'm glad you like the name.
Yeah, Diamond it is. Right?
Thanks for the hospitality and making my dad feel comfortable.
He's great.
And his guests as well.
Yeah.
We appreciate the time you guys making them feel welcome. And back to the text.
Are you sweating over there, Bryn?
Well, I don't know where it's going. And,
It's going nowhere good.
I'm happy he's happy.
All right, Friday,
we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Thanks, you guys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, what a day. What a day.
It is hard having family around on this show, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a trip. I've been here for 10 years and... He's never gone here before.
Yeah,
showed my dad around.
It's nice though because you let him hold his own, and I think that's the trick with having family on is you have to realize they're not they've got to sink or swim on their own, and you let them. And he was great.
You can't help but worry about your family
though.
In these situations,
what are they going to say?
Right.
Yep. So and his friend Min, that's pretty interesting. That guy's
well traveled.
Yeah.
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 It's great.
He's leaving for Vegas and going to LA and all this stuff.
Yeah.
He said it's his third time here.
Mm. Really great though.
Yeah, it's just interesting people in your life.
So we got off the air, Bryn's dad goes saying that we could ask him any questions, whatever. And I just said to Min, I go, well, it's a financial question. I don't really like to put people on the spot like that. And then I turned to Dean. I go, what he was going to ask you about was the legacy that you're leaving, Hooman. And Hooman goes, yeah. So are you going to leave all four kids an equal share? Like, oh my God.
And what did he say?
Yes.
Oh, yay!
That's
Bryn!
So good to know. That
you know what? Gentleman says,
burning
oh,
me up inside.
Sure?
And I never had the balls to ask it.
Are you sure you're not going to leave most of the money to for the firstborn?
Right.
He said, absolutely not. Everybody equal.
Oh,
so,
oh, that's great news, Brent. Oh, good for you.
I feel like I just won
out.
The lottery, right?
Well, here's the thing, though.
Yeah, I did.
What I got from him, and I could have misunderstood for sure.
Uh-huh.
But the way he's like, I want to get a Rolls Royce. He's not planning on leaving much behind.
Yeah, nope.
Like, he's going to live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I support that. You know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
All his kids, we all tell him, like, if you want to sell everything yeah. and travel, do that. Like, mm-hmm. you know.
They do a lot of traveling.
Okay
well, them. That's nice yeah. of you guys, but, you know, he can see the look on your face as you're twitching that you don't
no,
mean
no,
it.
Go ahead. Get a Rolls Royce.
Well, you know,
he's really reasonable. Yeah.
He is that guy who's worked, like, all his life, yeah. like, really hard.
He brought you guys you know, here and gave you an amazing
his hands
life.
Are, if you touch his hands, you're really hard.
I'm going to go touch his hands.
I don't know about that. But
why can't
just,
I touch
like,
his
so,
hands?
Like,
I'm going to touch him, too.
Yeah, we're going to go touch his hands.
I always just kiss him.
Hold on. Yell to him.
You've
come
kissed
here.
Him okay, before?
Here. Yeah. He's coming in. He's coming in.
She's kissed your dad?
I made
hey,
that.
Baby.
Everyone's dad.
So nice to meet you.
I want to touch your hands.
I was just saying that
let's
you... you
that's a worker's hand.
Yeah.
That's a worker's hand.
You know, actually, oh, yeah. softer even than I thought, though. Like,
hands.
That's a, those feel like gentle, kind hands.
Kind hands.
Generous
but,
hands.
Yeah, that one folded yeah. into a fist.
Yeah.
Knock you yeah, out.
Power.
Daddy
out.
Said knock you out.
All right. Hey, thanks for listening. Have a great Friday, everybody, and we'll see you real soon.
Woo-woo!
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.